Super awesome Ultra Cool by King Felix and Motivated with T-Pain featuring Lebowski and possibly Tech N9ne. I'm not sure, but I was looking for more music from Tech N9ne. I had published published a link and an embed of Dysfunctional, a song by Tech N9ne. That was awesome. I published that back in December of 2012, and I wanted to look for more. And I ran across the last song you just heard, Motivated, with T-Pain featuring Lebowski. And maybe he was in there. I'm not sure. But in any regard, the song is excellent. So I hope you all enjoyed it out there. And I'm doing this special Hump Day episode to make up for doing my first ever rerun replay this past Sunday, wherein I played a replay of July 1st of, I believe, 2012, post-pre-party 4th of July celebration episode. So for those of you who tuned in, thank you much, thank you much. And I'm here now to, do a live thing. Because that's what I do. That's what I like to do. But anyways, I will be right back with you right after one or two songs here. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. And I will play this list. yes. Okay, I will play Huxley's Nightmare by King Felix, and I'll be right back with you. Hold on, that sounds just like the first one. I'm confused. So I'm going to do something else. Hold on. yes. Okay, I'm going to do, excuse me, Pink Rose by Black Blago. And then I'll be probably right back with you. Here you are.
Big money. It's what we acquire. It's what we have to have. We are shy rays, invisible. Much prestige, Lex Coupe, jet skis. South Beach club hopping with a deck breeze. Chiefs load eye, good liquor pulled eye. Folks chiefing, getting blowed, now we rolled eye. Ain't a soul eye, fuck it, we at KOD. I got some chop, I'm about to drop, how my blessings be. Flying team with fatigues and some 23s. Clear bright ice, lugging all you bummy thieves. Got your broad on the knees, hollering, what's the play? Say my watch, make work for her a holiday. Get a job, we a round table mob with a focused dedication to the money we creating. Swirling my cutie with Gucci, how we relate. Louis luggage for her travel, I give her the what have you. She brings it back tenfold, never with a cent. Oh, we stick to the G code, get money and get known. G4 flown in, prayed over, sworn in. G4 flown in, prayed over, sworn in. Pink Rose, blue Adidas, Pink Rose, Senoritas, big house with the big garage, big checks, big texts from entourage, $1 million nigga, shrimp and pasta with the bitch got the my gear is proper and you should see it, I ain't have to go and see it, why take it, I'ma be it, they ain't sharing, I'ma be it, and whip vicious. Big old house with no dishes, no images on the wall at all. Bitches call at all times of the night. I'm off, all in this life like no living's enough. So I'm up, living it up with them cups, lifting it up, them bucks. So everything is paid for, save for a rainy day. Take more for the suede, cause leather so yesterday. Got it in me just yesterday. I was on the coast, can't ever say I was on that bullshit. Stay around, I stay from around that bullshit. Swear I never lied like I'm talking to the pulpit. Swear I never died till I do it to the fullest. 100 G mules, gotta see chains, man. Came from a jeweler, came from a ruler. Couple of homies with me that'll bang, I'm a doula. I've got them out and got them riled up. Taking cases for me that'll get 100 hour. Ball with the family, be fly about an hour, up all us. Pink Rose, Blue Adidas, Nick Rose, Senorita, Big House with the big garage. Big checks, big texts from entourage. $1 million nigga, shrimp and pasta with the coolest cigata, my gear is proper and you should see it. I ain't have to go to kids, why take it, I'ma be it. They ain't sharing, I'ma be it and
Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Going.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh. Gimme, gimme, gimme your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride my lust.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The date and time was Zane and I, one day and night. I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The date and time was Zane and I, one day and night.
Now whatever it takes, I'm gonna grace the place with the ace of face till I make a break. Go till I see the sign like ace of base. When I find it, it's blinding, like place some shades on my ocular. Can't stop seeing spots because I was sponsored by the vodka till I stopped popping pops for her. Got 1,000 offers, sir. Got tired of seeing officers. Now I rock binoculars far into the future. DeLorean, deliria, historian, hysteria, involved in the interior. Watching Alice balance his life all into the miracles. Lost it all in there. It was my conscience, wasn't very loved. But I still go the high road, cut down the amount that I smoke. Sober but simo, spontaneous. I'm not blaming shit after all. It's my life, that's why I'm saying this.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The date and time was Zane and I, one day and I. I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The date and time was Zane and I, one day and I.
Crushed up, cut up, quick up the nose. Love struck, tongue stuck, sticks to the soul. It depends on the dose. Will it rip in a hole bigger again? Swifter than a flip of a switch, risking a low. Ending is the riches and gold. And among many bumps with the internet toe, the ribbons will flow straight to where the pigeons will go. In the river and a cove, into victory's road. Kicking the dough, don't enter like a visitor to pro. Take a stand like the landlord, renders a no. With the handle of a damn sword, give him a show. You're a candle or a lantern, give it a glow. Live it a blow, bam bam, bigger to low. Put my best can on rigmarole. Me and crazy go together like winter and snow. I'll eventually slow in a century though.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The date and time was Zane and I, one day and I. I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The date and time was Zane and I, one day.
Alrighty, so you just heard Pink Rose by Black Blago, Summer Waves by Here Kitty Kitty, and The Excuse by Kyle Young. I just want to let everybody know out there, Jess of Naked Girls Radio has been like enthusiastically encouraging me to re-log in to, virtualworldweb.com. With my avatar, all this kind of stuff. And so I did, and I have begun to create my very own universe there. It's called Sex and Sans. Ooh. And it'll be like a 5-pod world that I've been looking at a bunch of different templates to and need to finish designing and constructing. But yes, it is in its formation at the very moment. If I can find the link before the end of the show, I will provide it over the air. But if you go to virtualworldweb.com and look me up, I'm Sandra London, IMSANDRALONDON. It'll probably show you, or it'll at least show you my profile where you can stay tuned. But yes, just wanted to put that out there. It's fun. There's so many possibilities and so many, like, I don't know, envisionings that I have. And any spare moment that I have, I will devote to making the ultimate sexy universe that you all can enjoy and, like, come visit my world. Isn't that awesome? But yes, yeah, all right, so just letting y'all know. And the next song right now is The Fallen by Serpent Underground, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. There you go.
Piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty packages of frosted delight.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames, they be tasting quite right.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrot.
Oh,
gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you got time for.
Super fast, aluminum. To just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, forever blue. Tonight, Rosette's aluminum. A crucial fun, aluminum. To see a dream, you have to see a dream.
and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be bricky with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, super fast. I feel in love.
Underground and Super Fast Jellyfish by the Gorillaz. And yeah, Pepito, is his heart is set on obtaining my In-N-Out burger. So rude. And I was gonna say something. Oh, I have to call back in. I don't know what happened, but I got disconnected from my very own show. But I'm back, you all, everyone out there. You're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. And company. Yes. Alrighty. I'm gonna play something in a second. And I will probably do a live reading. I just am not quite sure of what. So I'm still looking. But I did just post or publish on Vimeo. I call it Vimeo. It's probably Vimeo, but I don't know. I like to say Vimeo. on there, I just... Stop it! Republished. Jeez. Katie Gives a Damn, and Welcome to Eden, my reading of my short erotic story about Lady Porcelain of Eden, Eden's Den. And so you all can see that. I believe if you just go to SandraLondonTV.com, that will transport you in such a way so as to see those. And also, because Sunday I was unable to do a live episode, I did publish on Sunday on LivingGrind.com a pretty darn rockin' embed of a very nice, well over an hour, if not 2 hour, hardcore dubstep mix, which was out of sight. So I hope you all enjoyed that, or if you have not checked it out yet, feel free. It was published Sunday, June 9th, 2013. There we are. But yes, alrighty. So I will play, I'll play some erotica for you right now in recorded form, and I will look for something to tell you live, all sexy-like, for your day, or it's, conclusion, recent conclusion if you're on the East Coast or Central Coast at the moment or yonder. So here you are. Hello, everyone. Stay tuned. I'm about to read you a very naughty erotic story of mine. It's called Sex in Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Why can't I say that word correctly? You want to help me out here, Zach? Automobile.
Automobile.
Automobile. It's just south of me. Sorry. But yeah, stay tuned. It's going to be so much fun. So much fun. Hello, world. Tonight's bedtime story is called Sex on Trains, Planes, and Automobiles. Dear Diary.
Vroom, vroom.
Squeak, squeak. Squeal. A hush. Muffled giggle.
Was that light there before?
Are you sure you know this area? Are the flight attendants sleeping?
Put your legs here.
Oh, hold on. My neck's getting stiff.
Hold on, someone's coming here. Put your head under the covers. Stay down. Keep your mouth where it is.
Okay. I really need some air for a second. Gosh, I don't remember your cock being that big. Is this the lighting?
Oh, your pussy feels so tight.
Duh. Passenger seat or back seat? Recline or straight up? Condoms or peanuts? An extra blanket and towel, if we play? A tissue. Napkins. Seat indentations on the skin. Rug burn. Darkness. A light switch. Mystery. Is that your cock or the stick shift? Does it matter? Start, stop, shift, redress, ease away slowly. Oh, what fun it is to ride while riding in an automobile or on a train. Now, I have yet to fuck on a plane, but I have given head while my then boyfriend's parents are sleeping right next to us. How bold. How daring. Ghastly, even. Yet, hey, what can you do? Blame it on the menses. It was that lovely time. Okay, excruciating time when nature calls. Being stuck in the air was the absolute worst for this sort of conundrum. I promised your diary. The only reason I was so very, very naughty was because it took my mind off pain. Oh boy, did it ever. Furthermore, if you can make yourself laugh, okay, not with your mouth full, but perhaps interspersed with the dick and mouth action, then that can't help but relieve the tension incurred by pain, pleasure, and trying to be a cock ninja chick while crammed in a tight Lufthansa middle row seat and not get booted off an international flight. The train? Yeah, different boyfriend. Fast forward a few years later or so, en route to Barcelona. Or maybe it was Amsterdam. It wasn't our fault my guy and I were assigned an otherwise all-male cabin room. It happened, surely. No? We tucked into our small twin bed on the bottom bunk and the two bunk bed cabin and dared each other not to squeef, shudder, gasp, nor projectile shoot our lovely, lustful liquids on the guy sleeping just across from us. Ah, but the auto, the real wheels. Now, those may be innumerable, my dearest, but there's something so wrong and yet so very right about doing a real test drive while set in park. Passers-by only make that much more pleasurable. Sweet. Deviant. And perhaps even squishier? I actually have been cited by those of the security profession, but apparently, they were human. They must have liked it. Never even issued a warning. I'm so very, very, well, how uncommon is this really? Sex out loud. I mean, really. One cannot always find the right time and the comfort of one's home or that of another. It may not even be ideal, depending on who you want to bang and who's actually available in your home. Especially so if those two are not mutually exclusive. Ah, yes, dear diary. Sometimes sex on wheels is the only way at the time. And even if this sex out loud is rare, I believe it is precisely this rarity that elevates it to the status of a real Kodak moment. I'm glad you agree, my love. The end. I hope you all liked it, and I hope you have sex out loud. Good night.
Yeah. Young Giants, teach more. tells you and the truth in love.
Made my selection. Story time can begin now. Yes. Alrighty, you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and right now I will do a live reading of Idyllic, Oratio Oblica, which I published on my site, Living Grind in LA, or livinggrind.com, on Wednesday, March 27th, 2013. Yesterday morning, or perhaps last night, Celeste will wake up dead. It will take quite some time before she will take note of this. Celeste will have just ventured out the evening before with her best friend forever, Ashlyn Jameson, to seek out a new restaurant and bar, Le Colisée. Dave will not appear too excited about this, and Celeste will worry that he may be upset by the time upon which she returns, especially if she so happened to have spent far too much time catching up with her longtime friend, with whom she will have not seen in a little over an academic year. Ashlyn has been on a study abroad exchange of some sort, premised upon classical literature and ancient mythology, or something like this. Ashlyn's long-winded, bubbly digests are quite familiar to all. In fact, they register quite regularly as a CC all expose to her steady circulation of friends, as well as the many more recent admirers she will have gathered along the way. Mykonos, Athens, Barcelona, Catalonia, as Ashlyn has never failed to educate her fellow feathered ilk. All this, and even more still, and yet always all the best parts, divulged solely for Celeste's pervy perusal and private consumption. And so now, Celeste will be able to unearth even more, always more, about her darling girlfriend's heady endeavors and their lustful conclusion. Ah, for example, Tomas, the hunky, highly adroit Catalonian with whom Ashlyn has only just memorialized a great escape to Venezia, a sweet but sordid escape, culminating with tentative, then turbulent, finger-filled dalliances to the tune of that silent symphony on the muddy waters of a midnight gondola ride. A tasty bon appetit, indeed, for El Señor, fanned beneath her popularly peasant skirt. And how Ashlyn would squirm, reliving how she would try her best to ignore the rocking and swaying of that small, floating apparatus so many millions of light years away from the crunchy granola of her more usual endives, like Hendry's Beach off the Pacific coast, or a stolen moment of picnicking a la va-va-boom on checkered gingham blankets? Or were they Freddy's Burgers napkins? Ashlyn will have developed a learned disdain for those comparatively milder throes of passion, long gone and tossed out to sea amid the persistent flow of tides along the edges of humanity. Celeste is more than willing to subsume this all the while, emptying recollections of fuzzy, fading remnants of her own times past, like losing her bon genre jeans to the Pacific coast in a newly naked embrace, her soaped front pockets bearing down, impeding resistance, reuniting with Donnie's t-shirt, there having become saddled with quarters readied for a midnight sack of colorless bra and panty laundry and Donnie's short sleeves. All this in salute to the elements, yet little more than a mere pittance to Mother Nature herself. But no, no. Celeste will quickly return to the seedy seat of novelty, smack dab in front row, where things were a lot less pedestrian. You see, Ashlyn was a lady in Europe. That being so, it was only polite then to allow her beau, Tomas, to have a gander at her prized and pretty pink possession, and unthinkable to lie concealed and delicately beneath some nondescript fabric as commodity. Ah, yes, Celeste will be most eager to relish all of these naughty delics abroad in real time after all that she has devoured at length before her computer screen. Things were going to get real. Celeste will reach out, compelled by her quest to fully expose those secret treasures of abandon, in concert, she hopes, with her longtime beau. She has lived for the date of this reunion, it seems, and a lustful remixing of the familiar. The widening of Ashlyn's complicit, dazzling hazel green eyes, her full breasts thrusting forward out of habit as she embarks anew, weaving her delicious narrative to life. David will not know what hit him. Certainly, yes, Celeste has been yearning for this sort of gathering for much more than a fortnight. And now, she wants to collect. Her attention will divert at moments upon the thought of Ashlyn's cheeks, which usually tend towards rosy when she is just about to spill the raciest of spoils. The impish dive of Ashlyn's heart-shaped head as she lowers her gaze mid-sentence. The corners of her girlfriend's lips when they curl conspiratorially. Their interchange will commingle, as they often do, laced with sheepish smirks of self-censorship and bouts of sheer, bemused embarrassment. False modesty will peel away as Ashlyn's hushed giggles tell all. Together, they will find it increasingly troublesome to fight back the tears of merriment. Time and again, they may attempt to stifle and compress Ashlyn's naughty narrative at irregular intervals, shielding themselves from spectators' wandering eyes and wondering ears. And of course, the waiter will come near, making his proverbial rounds, mostly mid-bite, just like clockwork. Just to see if everything's all right. Celeste will encroach progressively as the night waxes on, building upon each succulent recantation of her muse. Celeste will catalog all manner of happenstance this evening, hoping to unleash her very own brand of sex magic. Just this once, but precisely where and when she should. She will attempt to widen the circle. Just for one, or well, her party of one. The sweet, unassuming, ever so devoted David. Now, ordinarily, Celeste would have had no difficulty casting forth a reasonable reproduction of her notorious pal's far-flung charisma, but her rehearsals were largely confined to solitary pursuit. Mostly. Yet here, Celeste will assume certain studied positions on this once upon a night. It is a given that she will start out well enough. She will advance with all the more purpose between the unforeseen hours of this endless night. Celeste's impending desire will mount bit by bit, eager to rejoice, relive, and suddenly give rise to a fait accompli. She races full speed ahead without regard for what could have otherwise resulted from certain derisive acts of Jamais-vu. Celeste will have hastened the destiny which stirs so immutably within, in spite of herself. By definition, Celeste has had plenty of, well, practice gleaned from that steady stream of salacious digest, awash with the magnetic agony, ecstasy, and octane-laden discourse which spawns over easy from Randy Wildchild, Ashlyn. Celeste has been au courant for such a very long time. More often than not, perhaps, this feverish intoxication could have topped off, occasioning itself to die a warm, slow, heady little death. Until this one night, her fantasies would have remained burrowed within the exclusive domain of private life, slipping through solely during hidden, unspecified stretches of time, shrouded within and beneath her stark white bedroom linen, finding their welcome respite peacefully atop Celeste's personal pleasure chamber. Normally, she would have flicked about, pressing persistently with her tiny, finely tuned digits until she stopped. However, this time around, not so much. On this other day or night, something else will have come to pass instead, and rather remarkably so. And all because, and perhaps only because, at the culmination of this very grand soirée and pleasure-filled reconnaissance, things really won't seem all that different. Not at first. And yet, after all this, somehow, it all must cease to be. Because Celeste will wake up dead. The end. That was idyllic oratio oblica, excuse me, published March 27th, 2013, written by yours truly, Sandra London, on March 19th, 2013. Yes, and oratio oblica means indirect speech in Latin, which is not spoken anymore. Oh, the horror. Anyways, enjoy this next song, En Croisière by Juanitos from Free Music Archives.
Thank you.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Should've never fucked with that Ouija board, silly boy. And I call upon for the three chambers of darkness. Danger, the stranger, remains we are talking. She lays in the coffin and prays from the heart. They should not play with Satan or count. Dancing on graves and praising his army. Smoking his blunts and drinking his water. It is not holy, lonely hoes vomit. In the house of horrors, do ghosts still party? Yes, to the morning, next to the toilet. And in the same night, have sex with them always. Witches with the sickness and the shit is so great. Private in the building, bitch, I'm game.